Rich Mulholland's got something to throw in for the reality check today.
Yeah, what he's back.
Well, I told Rich that he doesn't have to because he's in Iceland and in Norway and in Jamaica and...
He's practically shooting Game of Thrones then.
Yeah, he's everywhere. So I said to him, look, just send us a voice note and we'll make that the reality check. We'll usually play them out on a Monday, even if he sends them like this one he sent late last week. And then, you know, we could still have the reality check. People like Rich. They enjoy what he has to say. And maybe this will get you thinking this morning. So here he is, Rich Mulholland with today's reality check.
Right, so here's a little reality check that I wanted to send in. In Facebook nowadays, and in Twitter to a degree, you can use the mute button. So if you have somebody who's a friend or somebody, and you don't like what they say on social media, you can mute them. So you can basically never ever hear from them again. Because it's not like a mute some, see others. It's an absolute mute. And so you can do that. And I want to say that this is a tool of a coward. If you do not like something a friend is saying, tell them, I'm unfollowing you because as much as I love you in real life, I don't like your online persona. Muting somebody, it's like, I want to say it's passive aggressive, but it's just cowardice. You're basically saying, I don't want to hear from this person, but I'm too scared to tell them. Here's the thing. If you actually do like them enough to care about them being upset that you've unfollowed them, then you should like them enough to tell them why you're doing it and why you're muting them. You're posting too much. I don't like your tone. Whatever the case may be. And the reason is that maybe other people are too, and maybe they're not as close to you to that person to let them know. This is like the equivalent, the real life equivalent of when you're sitting across from somebody and they've got lettuce in their teeth and you're too embarrassed to tell them that they've got lettuce in their teeth. For goodness sake, let them know, right? Nothing pisses me off more than getting home after a meeting, after a lunch, and seeing that I've got food in my tooth. There's no way that the person didn't notice, but they sent me about their business because they were too embarrassed to tell me. Nah, these are tools of cowards. If you don't like somebody for what they're saying, don't mute them. If you want to mute somebody, have the courage to tell them why you're unfollowing them. Tell them, I look forward to seeing you in real life. I just don't particularly enjoy your social personality, even though I understand exactly why that's the case. Anyway, that's it. Peace out. Stay curious.
There we go. There's today's reality check. He's right, though. If you use that mute function, you're actually cowardly. Rather than if you care about that person, you just say to them, listen, hey, I can't follow you anymore. Your stories are boring or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've got to be so brave to do it, though. Yeah.
Would you just rather mute people?
Yeah, I would. I'm that person.
I'll mute people I don't care about and people I don't know. But if you care about someone, Rich is 100% right.
Mm. No, I think if it was someone I knew well and cared about, it would come up in our joking conversations around the braai.
I can't follow you anymore. You're too political.
Or like, you know, so-and-so's posts, have you seen them? And then all have a good laugh about it.
Wait, Gareth, you said you mute people who you don't care about.
Yeah.
I actually do it reversed. So I mute people who I care about. Or if we work together or maybe you might be a client I need to work with in future. And, you know, people look at you sideways like, oh, why didn't you follow me back? And why is that the case? And then
you
might
so
just
you follow
be
them, but
a little
you don't want
awkward.
To
yeah.
know what they're
if it's
saying.
People I don't care about, of course, best believe I'll unfollow you and don't care at all. But I have so many people muted. It is just freedom.
your social media space is a quiet one.
And it's quite a little mind flip for people because they'll see that you follow them, but you never view any of their things. You never like or comment, but you just have to. If you think they're all about nonsense, then mute.
Mm.
Look, Rich is correct, though, that you have to, unless you're running away from them and you're just trying to hide away and you don't have the courage or your convictions, if you are interested in someone, but you can't handle them and they're posting on social media anymore, do the right thing and just say to them, hey, I'm not going to follow you anymore. Don't take any offense. CliffCentral.com